I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media News. Legislation to expand casino gambling in Illinois hasn't gone away. In fact, it's gotten bigger. Last spring, lawmakers expanded the proposal to include licenses for two satellite or mini casinos in Carterville and Decatur. These would be about one-third to one-half the size of other casinos in the state. In Decatur, businessman Steve Horvey recently announced a proposal to host such a casino in the Decatur Conference Center and Hotel, which he owns. The casino would be operated by two former Argosy gaming executives, Jeff Roberts and Joe Urim. I talked to Steve Horvey about his proposal.
I think it's a great project for Decatur. Decatur just recently had an increase in our real estate taxes of 14.2%. It's my understanding that that will throw off about $1.6 million a year in additional revenue for Decatur. With this casino, it'll throw off $3 million by itself. And in addition to new revenue for Decatur, also there's 200 jobs at least that come with it. These are good paying jobs, and that's just the casino portion of it. If it goes to the Decatur Conference Center and Hotel, I would probably increase my payroll another 25 people.
Now, I heard you say a moment ago, if it goes into the Decatur Conference Center and Hotel, is this not a given if this project goes through?
If Decatur is awarded the license, there will probably be other groups that will come to Decatur and possibly submit a proposal. So it could end up being another location, a new build, something of that nature. Now, the people that I'm dealing with, Joe and Jeff, they really like the conference center because I have 370 rooms. I have over 600 parking places. I've got 60,000 square feet of conference space, and it can be built out inside the hotel in one of my meeting rooms. You know, I have three restaurants, so we have the food and beverage, everything you'd need to attract out-of-town guests.
Now, to get this casino built or any casino built in Decatur, state lawmakers still need to pass a gambling expansion bill that includes a casino for Decatur. Do you think this can happen, and how long will it take?
Well, it's my understanding that they won't do anything, the state, until they get a balanced budget, and it's nobody knows when that's going to happen. And once they do, it's my understanding that you need to look for new revenue. And this is one revenue source that could happen pretty quick. There's currently four licenses out there: Waukegan, Rockford, Chicago, and Danville. These cities have been earmarked for those licenses. And since then, they've added two other cities. One's being Decatur, the other one's Carterville. Carterville is down by Carbondale.
That is also for a mini casino as well.
Yes.
Now, there's already a casino in East Peoria. You mentioned the proposed Danville casino. If a gambling expansion bill goes through, your proposed casino in Decatur would be about 80 miles away from both of those casinos. Do you think that your casino, a smaller casino, can be competitive and attract the business it needs to be profitable?
I do, and the reason for it is being a conference center type hotel, which is what the Decatur Conference Center and Hotel is, it's the largest hotel in downstate Illinois. So just like Danville, they don't have any new hotels to speak of over there. They would have to probably construct a new hotel next to the casino. They won't have nearly the rooms I have, 370 rooms, and it's a new build. It's going to take probably a year and a half at least to get it operational. With the Decatur Conference Center and Hotel, it's possible that they could have a casino in operation 4 months after they are awarded the license, if that happens.
That was businessman Steve Horvey, owner of the Decatur Conference Center and Hotel, where he's proposed opening a casino if gambling expansion legislation allowing it is passed in Springfield. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media News.